And we're going to go on and begin our call this morning. Again, this is Pastor Vanessa from Dallas, Texas, this morning via in Las Vegas, Nevada. Just excited to be here and a part of this artist call and what God is doing in the land, in us, and through us. And we thank God for each and every one of you being a part of the call this morning. We're going to go on and have our opening prayer. And we're going to ask Miss Candy, who it was such an honor to get to hug her neck and see her here with us in Las Vegas. Candy, if you could come on and open us up with a word of prayer, please.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, dear. Floor is yours.
Dear Heavenly Father, this morning I just want to thank you, give you praises this morning. You're such a good God, and we just worship you and honor you, Lord. Father, we thank you this morning for the Master's call. Thank you for the anointing that you have placed on it, Lord God. Thank you, Father, for our speaker today. Lord God, we just want to thank you that our speaker ministers in wisdom and in the power of God. I bind any attempt of Satan to hinder, to disrupt, or change the message that God has for us. I loose your anointing to flow through to every heart that's listening. I ask you to continue to pour out your blessings on our speaker, on the founders of this call, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, on the Diaz de Leon family, on artists, and on every distributor and every listener that's on the Master's Morning Call. I open the portals of heaven to deposit into our lives. Pierce the heart of every listener, Lord God, so that we may not only be hearers of your word, but also doers of your word as well. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. Father God, help us to know your will for our lives. Cause us to hear your voice. Help us to know your voice. You said in your word, my sheep hear my voice, and the voice of a stranger they will not follow. So superimpose your will, Lord God, for our lives over the will of the enemy. Dismantle evil powers working against your will and your plan for our lives. Holy Spirit, you are welcome on this call this morning. Let your anointing flow uncontaminated and unhindered upon the lives that are on this call. I greet you with a great anticipation of the good things that you have prepared for us today. I love you, Lord God. We love you, Lord God. And we declare this is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and we will be glad in it. And Father, before we close this call, we just want to thank you for bringing us to this extravaganza safely, Lord God. Thank you, Father. And we just want to thank you in advance for those who will be traveling today and tomorrow safely for safe travel home, Lord. So as we open this call, Lord God, we just rejoice and we give you praise again and again. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, woman of God, for clearing the heavens and making the atmosphere anointed and prepared for the going forth of God's word this morning. As I always say, when we have those kind of anointed strategic prayers, Candy, it makes preaching and teaching easy. And we thank you for being one of our prayer warriors. Well, we have just a few announcements before we bring our speaker up, our co-host of this call. We want to remind you, and we've been so excited here at Extravaganza, just passing our cards, spreading the word, letting so many know about this awesome opportunity to come together each and every morning on the Master's Call, that you can go to our website. And our website, again, where you will find all of the many messages, an archive listing, our email address is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And we encourage each and every one of you to visit us there and Give us a comment. Let us know how it's been blessing you. We love to hear testimonies and praise reports and suggestions of what you'd like to continue to see God do on this call and be what he wants us to be each and every morning. We will be having it encourage each and one of you to get back with your leaders. So many exciting announcements made and advancements with the company that I tell you are just going to bless your heart to know the growth. They gave a vision for 2011 and all the way for the next 5 and even 10 years. And what Daddy Desileon wanted to do in 11 years, he has the faith of God to believe that we will get it done in 5, that Artist will be a household name. And we want you all to lock in agreement with us that that will happen. So I want to, at this time, bring our speaker to the line each and every Friday. We are excited to have the woman of God who we all love and know so well. And for those of you who are on the call for the first time, just briefly, she is a powerful woman of God, affectionately called Preaching Mama, a mother, a wife, a new Gigi for the second time, a prophetic dancer, but utmost loves God with all her heart, a chaplain in the United States Army, our very own this morning to bring us the breath of life, the word of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts. The floor is yours.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. When I said Jesus, you said Christ. And when I said Christ, you said Jesus. Come on. I know that it is 4 o'clock here in the morning in the West Coast. But I say Jesus. Somebody, I think I can hear Pearly Citizen saying, all right, there's Christ. So you all wake up this morning and hear what thus say the Lord. I do thank and give honor to God Almighty. God is awesome. God is God all by himself. I just don't want to get too happy over here in this corner in this hotel and wake anybody up at 4 o'clock who's not intentional about being awakened. But I am so glad down to my sanctified toes, because when God fulfills his word, when I can see it with my own eyes, when I can walk in it, when I can taste it, ah, glory to God, and embrace it. Yes, I am excited. I am excited this morning at 4 o'clock. We do give honor to whom honor is due this morning. We thank God for our own Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, my own dear sister and daughter, Tiffany Lauderdale, who has just taken a responsibility that I didn't even know that God was going to give to her with me, and just have just been here. Thank God for you. Thank God for the Hendersons. I'm praying, loving folk. I thank God for Pastor Chuck, and he has gone through a challenging time here, but I'm here to tell you the Master Call listeners just circled him and prayed for him, and as he's getting on the plane today to go back home to deal with the difficult situation of death, we are continuing to pray for him. We thank God for my own daughter, Lord bless her heart, Kathy Washington here. We thank God for each and every one of the members from Atlanta and from Wisconsin, from New Jersey, Karen being here, and the new people who are getting coming aboard from Detroit, Michigan. I just wanted to take a moment to say thank you. And the reason I want to do that is because so often people press and struggle to get to where they believe that God would have them to be. And nobody thinks, you know, take time to say thank you, but I want you to know that my husband, Elisha Roberts, thank you. Thank you, Brother Tate. Thank you, Minister Tate. Thank you all for how you have loved us and embraced us here. You have strengthened us and we thank God for you. Now I'm going to get into this word. I want you to remember about 2 years ago I preached a sermon that God will do a brand new thing over in Isaiah 43. Do not remember, don't you remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Hey, glory. Glory to God. When God said new, oh, when God said new, it is nice for me to get a new pair of shoes because I've seen somebody with them. I just walked in the store and saw them and decided it's nice to get a new outfit. It's nice to look good. You got to look good if you're going to represent God. You got to look like he wants you to represent him. Lord, yesterday when I was walking around with Dr. J, folks said, oh, who is that? I said, who you think this is? This is our new platinum here. Lord, this man walked up and said, she looked like new money. She looks like a platinum. Lord, I had so many people walking up talking about how, because she looked new. Let me tell you something. God says, I'm going to do a new thing, and it's that thing that we have never seen before. We have never seen it. God told me to tell you this morning, shake somebody. You better shake somebody and tell them that she said, and when Dr. PK said, the Lord said, for real, because I don't run out here talking about what God said unless I know he says it. I read it in the word. But God said to me, not only the turnabout that Gwen was talking to you, this is the season for your new thing, and your new thing is a thing that you've never seen before. Oh, Gail Mathis, you've never seen it before. Marie Preston, you've never seen it before. You need to know, Dr. Vanessa, you've never seen it before. Oh, you think you've already gotten yourself set, but God says, I'm doing not just a new thing, baby, but a brand new thing. It's going to smell new. It's going to taste new. Oh, good God of mercy, it's going to fit new. It's going to be a little tight. You aren't going to be comfortable in it. It's going to take you to a place where you've never been before. And you aren't going to even look around and see a precedence for it, really, because it's your new thing that God is getting ready to do for you. Lord, I feel my help coming on. Holy Ghost, talk up in here this morning. A new thing. God said this is a season for a new thing. Why? Why? You all, now it's going to spring forth. It's coming forth quickly. It's not going to trickle in. You're going to look up and there it is. You, hey, glory to God. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. It is time for you to recognize the season in which God has you in. I got to keep in that, stay in that season. And so right now, it's a season for new things. It's a season for not just new things, brand new things. I want some of you to get ready. I want you to go out and get you a new hairdo. Somebody told me they glad that I got a new do. I thank God for it. I want you to go out and get you a new outfit. Get something that you know that you would never wear before. I wore something last night I never would have worn before. But, oh, glory. Folks said, look at you, girl. You are different. Yes, yes. You got to walk into a new place with God. And what is on the inside is going to show on the outside. Oh, that was a song we used to sing, Pastor Henderson. It used to say, oh, something on the inside, and it's working on the outside, and it's bringing about a change in my life. Anyway, when it gets to working really down on the inside of you, folk will know that not only are you coming to church, but, oh, church is in you wherever you are. They're going to recognize that not only are you in artists, but artists is in you, and is working on the outside. Not that you're going to flaunt and glitter your way around, but it's going to be a joy that's there that's going to absolutely draw some folk to you. I'm going to talk to you about the season of drawing, too. This time is getting away from me. Let me give you these here last few points, and then we're going to get on with the closing so you can get another little nap here. It's a season for new things, so it's seasons for leaders to stand up for what is true. Yes. I saw you jump, Sister Marie Preston, when I said that. Courage. It is time for us to stand up for what is true. Over in 2 Peter 2, 1 through 6, if you are here in extravaganza, you can't help but be excited about what our leaders, our founders are doing. They're looking for, the dad and mom, Diaz de Leon, are looking for sons and daughters who will have the courage to stand up for what is true, stand up for what is right, stand up for what the word says. Last night was a talent show. You know, I don't fool around with anything that looked like it's of the world. So, but because dad knows said it, you know, I'm going to walk through this whole thing and just kind of see what it is. You all, it was a talent show like I've never seen one before. Artists does have talent, you hear me? And Lord, that Dr. Janet Copeland walked out there and talked about God is here. We had another young woman who gave her testimony about how she had died, but look at her today, and she sang this song, God is good to me. Oh, my God. And then the boy who did Michael Jackson, he was good. I jumped up and clapped for him. He was good. It was such a wonderful experience because life is a combination. It is such a variety. And we cut God out of so much because we are so holier than thou. And we think we got it all, or else we do stuff that's just absolutely crazy and sinful, and then you want, God is calling for a brand new thing. Oh, Lord, y'all, I'm so happy. Can you tell I'm full? Okay, let me tell you this real quick now. In 2 Peter, and the second chapter, it says, but there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you who will secretly bring in destruction, heresies, even denying the Lord who brought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of the truth will be blasphemed. By covetousness, they will exploit you with deceptive words. For a long time, their judgment has not been idle, and their destruction does not slumber. But I come to let you know today that we have truth and courage now, because Peter earnestly warns his readers about the false teachers. Even though we have all of this good teaching coming across here with Michael Kloss and Tom Martin and the family, it has just been so classy. It just makes you just happy that you are part of the church, and happy that the church are in these folk and God loves them. It has been so awesome. Ain't been no ghetto fabulous junk. Oh, my God. It has been awesome. Hasn't been anything to bring me shame. It has been awesome. He describes in detail their destructive beliefs, their lust for power, their denial of Christ's deity, their greed, and their perverted sensuality. These false leaders exploit God's people. Therefore, God has chosen to punish them and rescue those who stand for what is right. God has come to let us know through this business. You all know I don't really do a lot about the business when I preach. I normally go right on down this word, but I got to work on it this morning. God has given us a plan right now for you. The ball is in your court for you to decide what is it that you're going to do. Whose report are you going to follow? Are you going to keep trying to do the old thing and keep getting the old results? Or are you going to get on board with this new vision, with this new thing? God says through Dad Diaz de Leon yesterday, I am the captain of this ship. And God has given us a direction that within 5 years, we are going to produce some millionaires. Are you one of them? And so in order for that to happen, Peter illustrates this point by contrasting self-appointed leaders with godly leaders. I believe Dad and Pop, I believe Dad and Mom Diaz de Leon, Mr. and Mrs. Antonio Diaz de Leon are godly leaders. I believe that they are people whom God has placed here so that we can follow them. It is never easy to take a courageous stance. There is always a price that must be paid, and I believe that they have paid the price. It always seemed cheaper to stand for what is easy. Some leaders look for what the easy road is and they take it. It's easy to stand for what is popular. It's good to have all those folk around you. Some leaders check the puff of the majority before they stand to do anything. It's easy to stand for what is comfortable. Some leaders choose what fits them best and get over there. You got to get out of your comfort zone, I'm telling you that. You got to open your mouth and talk to whosoever will. Zablina Brown out of Seattle was talking about how she was just walking up talking to folks. She is already implementing the meet the two-person rule every day. It is easy. It is easy to do what is convenient. Some leaders do what fits their calendar and fits their already character when it all needs to be changed. It's easy to stand for what is beneficial. Some leaders stand for what can profit them. Hallelujah. But you got to know that God is, his eyes are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. It's easy to stand for what is wrong. Yes, it is. Some leaders simply stand for the wrong issues. But I'm here to tell you this morning, glory to God, if I could preach, I would just go on and preach this thing, that it is time for us to stand for God. Stand for what you know is right. Stand and allow the vision, work toward the vision of the family of the Diaz de Leon, who has already let you know that their legend is in that baby that walked out there, little D, and little D that walked out there looking like he was already the mini captain, and that the torch was passed on to that baby. And my question is, that's the legacy that God is using, for us to pass on something for our children. Like, now it's time for me to pass this mic on back so that you guys can pray, get you another little nap, get yourselves down there for this closing ceremony so that you can see that people are still working this business. People are looking for some strong leaders. People are looking for somebody to connect themselves with that can bring them into the place of victory and success. Oh, yes, this is the season for new things. God is doing brand new things for you. God bless you, Pastor Vanessa. Come on, take this phone. Let us pray so that we can jump out here and let God do what he wants to do with us, through us, and for us with this great opportunity called Artists International, a God-given idea. Not just a good idea, but a God-given idea. God bless you. I love you. This is Dr. P.K. Roberts, and I say to you, have a super fantastic day as we go forth.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Dr. PK, for that word. God will do a new thing. God will do a new thing. And this is a season, she talked about, for leaders to stand up when it's not easy, to take a courageous stand, when it's not convenient, to take a righteous stand. We thank you, woman of God, for that word this morning. We praise God for what he's doing in you and through you. We're going to go on now at this time and ask Minister Amber to come to the line and to close us out in prayer. And as our ritual is every Friday, we take prayer requests and we cover. And for those who want to stay on the line after we dismiss at 6:30, we'll be taking a prayer request for us to cover and to stand in the gap and make the hedge for the upcoming week. Amber, we did, before the call today, get a prayer request for Georgia Mae Jones is 105 years old. And she's lost her baby daughter, and they've been afraid to tell her because she may not be able to handle the news. And we're believing for God's grace and God's strength for Georgia Mae Jones, 105 years old, has lost her baby daughter, and they need to let her know. We're praying for her strength. We also received a prayer request for Pat Chandler, is praying for a healing from a stroke. Believing God for his Jehovah Rapha power. That's Pat Chandler. And then praying for Ashante, a baby was born premature, and praying for the healing of her lungs for breathing. Ashante, a little premature baby who we know God's hand is on for her complete healing for breathing. And just to continue to cover all the spoken and unspoken prayer requests. So at this time, Minister Amber, I'm going to ask you to please come and lead us in a time of prayer and intercession.
Can you hear me, Pastor PK? I mean, Pastor Vanessa.
Yes, I can, loud and clear.
I
needed to add, Dr. PK mentioned it, that we need to cover Pastor Chuck Brown. I received news of an untimely death of family members, and just to pray for his peace and his family as he travels back to New Orleans today, to definitely lift up Pastor Chuck. I'm sorry.
And Amber, I completely forgot. We are praying for a young lady by the name of Anderson. We won't mention her first name, but her mother shot her father on yesterday. She's one of our distributors here. And his life is hanging in the balance. We are praying that he will live so that she will not have lost her mom and her dad. Just beautiful little young lady. So pray for Miss Anderson for me. We prayed with her yesterday, but I know this is rough for her.
Okay. Praise God. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we just come to you and we bow down and God, just submit ourselves. God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that the airways and highways and the spiritual realm has been hijacked for Jesus. And so, God, we thank you for your anointing because it is a new day, it's a new hour, it's a new season, Father God. And we decree and declare as the woman of God brought forth that rhema word, Father God, that we receive and we shift, Father God, in the name of Jesus, this kingdom agenda that you have done, not only this week, but through the very before the foundations of the world. God, we thank you for the apostolic and prophetic, Father God, that has happened this week. And Father God, the transitioning, Father God, that has happened, Father God, for the people of God, for the kingdom agenda, for the things that you have even prepared up until this time and this season, God. So God, we thank you for that new thing, Lord Jesus. And we pray for the men and women of God that brought forth the word, Father God, on this week. We pray for the Diaz de Leon family, Father God, for those men and women of God and integrity, Father God, that set the pace and set the business conducive to what you have called even before the foundations of the world, God. So, God, we thank you and we praise you as we are covered in your precious blood. Father God, the angels are ascending and descending on our behalf because of the word. They hearken to the command of the word of God by faith in Jesus' name. God, we thank you right now, Lord Jesus, as we continue to come together, Father God, in unity and oneness and humbling ourselves, Father God. God, we pray for Georgia Mae, 105, God. We thank you for that long life, Father God. But God, we ask right now that you deal with her heart and mind right now, that you minister to her Holy Ghost like you minister to her as never before with her daughter, God. Father God, that it would not overtake her, Lord, but the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will keep her heart and mind in Christ Jesus. God, we pray for Pat. God, in the name of Jesus, we come against that stroke. We command in the name of Jesus that his body line up according to the word of God. By his stripes, God. He is already healed, God. Father God, on the left side and the right side, God, we command his body to walk, his body to line up and as never before in the name of Jesus. We come against any heart attack and anything that attach itself to a stroke in the name of Jesus. We command it be bound and released and loose from him in Jesus' name. God, we pray right now that you breathe the breath of life in Ashante, God, that baby right now in Jesus' name in the lungs. We command that lung area to open up and to breathe Ashante in Jesus' name. God, we pray for Father God, Pastor Chuck Brown, God, and this deaf, God. We pray for peace upon him as never before and the family, God. Father God, let them rest in you. Comfort them that mourn, God. Father God, and give those, Father God, that are in grieving, Father God, that you rock them in your bosoms even at this time by the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. God, we pray for Miss Anderson, God. God, we pray for the Father in the name of Jesus. Father God, we decree and declare that he shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Father God, we ask you to go in, God, right now by your healing power and virtue by the blood of Jesus, God, that you touch his heart, God. If he has a will to live, Lord, Father God, that you raise him up in the name of Jesus and touch Miss Anderson, God. Give her the peace, Father God. Rock her in your bosoms, Lord. Strengthen her in the name of Jesus by your anointing and your power, God. God, I pray for each and every one, Father God, that would be traveling today and traveling tomorrow, Father God, that we rebuke and bind, Father God, any hurt, harm, and danger, any accidents, Father God, as the people of God, Father God, and each and every person that gets ready from leaving Las Vegas back to their own places and traveling graces and mercy, Father God. God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for the setup that you have done for each and every person that has that made their way to Las Vegas. And Father God, for the ones that we remain, God, we thank you for the information that we can receive and walk in as well. Lord, we bless you and we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your kingdom agenda, Father God, for your unity, for your love, for your grace, Father God. Now we bind the hand of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. We come against any diabolical assignment. We veto your assignment in Jesus' name. Father God, we draw the bloodline between us and the enemy and the rear guard behind us. We thank you for protecting warfare and guardian angels that encamp around about us, God. Now as we go out, Father God, to do your kingdom assignment, purpose, and destiny, as we line up ourselves according to your word in the name of Jesus by the Holy Spirit, God, we thank you and we praise you as never before in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, woman of God, for sealing the work of the Lord, decreeing and declaring your word over our prayer requests. And we thank you for always being that prayer general that you are. Dr. PK, we thank you for that rich word about a brand new season. It's going to be new to us in each and every way. And we celebrate the God in you. And the Minister Candy, it's just been an honor to have you here with us in Las Vegas. And as you opened up the call this morning, we thank you. We always try to end the call at 6:30. We're a little over today on Friday. For those who need to be released, I will release you with the blessings of the Lord for a blessed weekend, for a blessed time in God. But we always open up the line on Friday for those who can stay on and who want to stay on. We're going to open up to you and allow you to give us any prayer requests that you have, because we understand that we can do it all as midwives in prayer and to birth the will of the Lord in the land with us coming in one accord in prayer. So if there's anybody who would like to give us a prayer request at this time, again, we release those who need to go. And for those who do want to stay and give us prayer requests, we'd be honored at this time right now to stand in the gap for you. And all you have to do, again, is hit *6, and I will be able to bring you into queue on the line. Are there any prayer requests this morning? All righty. Well, we don't see anybody in queue yet. Give you just a few more minutes, a few seconds, and there we go. Okay, Miss Virginia, the floor is yours.
Dr. Pastor Vanessa.
Yes.
I would like you to pray for the Whitaker family. My son Michael and Kenneth Whitaker. You know, Kendall got asthma real bad. Michael got high blood pressure, and I want them to have a close relationship with the Lord, the whole family. So that's my prayer for today. That y'all pray
for the Whitaker family.
Yes, ma'am.
You said high blood pressure?
Yeah, my son Michael have high blood pressure, and Kendall has got aspirin real bad. And I want him to come on in.
For the salvation?
Yes, ma'am.
All righty. Thank you very much for that prayer request. Anything else?
That's it, baby. Thank you.
Thank you, Mother. Are there any other prayer requests this morning? It's so exciting to see so many of you on the line this morning. We are excited about the growth that God is giving to us in this call. Okay, Sister Reese, the floor is yours.
Me?
708-895.
That's me.
Okay, speak up just a little bit.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Okay. Hi, Pastor. I wanted prayer for my home. I'm going through a modification with it, and I've been going back and forth with it for a whole year, and they've been denying me and everything. But I'm just asking prayer for this time that it goes through, that it's an affordable amount for me to be able to stay in my home.
Amen. So, Sister Reese, you're praying for favor with your home, a modification process, and that where they've denied you before, God is going to blow on this his favor and turn it around for your good. Amen?
Yes. Amen.
All righty. We are definitely standing in agreement with you. Thank you so much. Is there anyone else that has a prayer request this morning? Bright and early today. Just star six your phone. And then I'll be able to see you in queue. Okay. Well, if there's no other prayer requests, Dr. PK, do you have any closing remarks before we dismiss? And we can let your voice be the last voice we hear today as we dismiss everybody from the call. Well, all right, again, we thank each and every one of you for being on the call today. We always, and one of the main purposes for taking this extra time on Friday, is to cover each and every one of us with the blood of Jesus, to curse the assignment of the enemy, to cancel any and every spirit of backlash, retaliation, or revenge that the enemy may try to send us because we're doing the work of the kingdom. So we're covered from the top of our head to the soles of our feet, in the armor of God, and we decree and declare the blessings of the Lord that Proverbs 10:22 tells us, that maketh rich and have absolutely add no sorrow to it. Go out this day and be blessed. Have an awesome weekend. Traveling mercies for those of you who will be headed back to your respective homes. And as we always want to end the call and remind you that this is the Master's call, and encourage you to go out now and obey and submit and flow with the call of God on your life utmost by being the minister in the marketplace. Have a very blessed day, and bye-bye.